Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, everyone, and thanks for downloading another weekly episode of the Money Girl Podcast. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance author, speaker, and spokesperson who's been writing and hosting this show since 2008, and I'm currently based in amazingly beautiful Vero Beach, Florida. I hope everyone based in the U.S. had a wonderful Memorial Day holiday. It's such a great time to remember our military heroes and hopefully spend a little bit of time with family and friends, kicking off the beginning of summer. I know many of you are graduating from high school and college about now, or maybe you've got young people in your family who are starting a new chapter of their lives. So today's show may help you or your loved ones deal with student loans. You probably heard about the lucky Morehouse college students who received a massive graduation gift from their commencement speaker, Robert F. Smith. The billionaire casually mentioned that he's picking up the tab for the entire 2019 graduating class's student loan debt. What an amazing gift. That's the largest individual donation ever made to a historically Black college. Smith made it possible for more than 400 students to begin exciting new chapters in their lives without being weighed down with the burden of education debt. So if you were not as fortunate as the Morehouse grads and you still have student loans, I think it's really important to understand how you can pay them off as quickly as possible and for the least amount possible. Hands down, one of the best ways to say goodbye to student loans is having them forgiven. And I'm going to play a recent voicemail question that came in about this very topic.
Hey, Laura. Compared to other podcasts, you don't make me feel like a complete idiot for my poorly informed past financial decisions. Girl, you approach each issue in a way a simpletons can understand. Needless to say, I love your show, and I value your advice, which is why I'm calling. Talk to me about the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. I've qualified, and they say it's forgiven in 5 years. But I feel like there's something fishy about that. So far, I'm on their recommended income-based repayment plan, and I make the lowest qualifying payment. But my interest is skyrocketing, and it's freaking me out. So, Miss Money Girl, what aren't they telling me? Will it be fully forgiven? Should I also apply for teacher loan forgiveness? And what else is hiding in that fine print for student loan forgiveness payment plans? I can't wait to hear what knowledge you're about to drop. So, yay! Help me out. Later.
Thank you so much for your question, Tamara. In this podcast, I'll give you an answer and review 7 facts you should know about student loan forgiveness. You'll learn the types of loans, borrowers, debt amounts, and payments required to qualify for forgiveness. Plus, we're going to cover key considerations for anyone who would like to have his or her education debt wiped out by a forgiveness program. This is episode number 593, called 7 Facts You Should Know About Student Loan Forgiveness Programs. All right, let's dig into important facts that student loan borrowers need to know and also address Tamara's very specific question. Fact number 1, private student loans don't qualify for forgiveness. Unfortunately, unless you have a very rich uncle or generous friends, there are not any forgiveness programs for private student loans. Private lenders, as you can imagine, are in the business to make a profit, and so they're going to expect you to repay every penny that you borrowed. But don't make the assumption that every type of federal student loan, so those are all the loans that come from the government, don't make the mistake of thinking that all of those are eligible for forgiveness. Keep listening to learn who and what types of loans are going to qualify. And if you're having trouble paying your private student loans, there may be options to make your payments more affordable. For instance, you may qualify to refinance a loan at a lower interest rate, which could reduce your monthly payment. Some private lenders may also offer deferment or forbearance, which temporarily reduce or halt your payments if you're dealing with a financial hardship that you can demonstrate. There are even some lenders who offer unemployment protection that will suspend your monthly payments for up to a year if you lose your job and your loan is in good standing. And in the notes for this show, I'll put a link to a lender that does that. You always want to contact your lender if you've got difficulty making loan payments. They can help you understand what your options are and help you avoid becoming delinquent, which of course would hurt your credit. You want to avoid that at all costs. Fact number two, there are different types of student loan forgiveness programs, and a lot of people don't realize this. There are multiple forgiveness and cancellation programs that apply to borrowers who work in different locations and occupations. It is easy to confuse the eligibility requirements and rules of loan forgiveness, but I'm going to clarify everything you need to know in this episode, so stick with me. Here are some of the most well-known programs. The first is called the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. This one is available if you work for the government or a nonprofit, no matter what your job is. And as we get into the show, I'm going to talk a lot more about how this program works. But the second most common and most well-known program is called the Stafford Loan Forgiveness Program for Teachers. This one is for professional teachers who work either at a nonprofit or at a public school. And lastly, the Perkins Loan Cancellation Program is for certain public servants, such as teachers, law officers, military, medical providers, and firefighters. You must service low-income families, special needs students, or teach a subject with a shortage of qualified teachers. So as I refer to these programs in the show, we're going to talk about either the public service, the teacher, or the Perkins Loan Cancellation Program. So those are the three types that I'm going to refer to throughout this show. So if you're a teacher at a nonprofit or a public school, you may qualify for more than one of these programs. Also, remember there are some state-sponsored student loan forgiveness programs, especially if you teach in a high-need area. And if you want to learn more about these programs, check out the American Federation of Teachers website. They have a loan forgiveness and funding opportunities database that will help you see what's available where you live. There are also organizations such as Nurse Corps that offer scholarships and loan forgiveness to nursing students, faculty, and nurses who work in high-need areas. Fact number three, forgiveness typically requires paying loans for certain periods. The public service program, so that's the very first program that I mentioned, it wipes out your remaining loan balance after you pay your loans for at least 10 years or you make 120 payments. You have to work full-time for an eligible public service or nonprofit employer. And those years of service don't have to be consecutive. For instance, if you were to leave public service and go into the private sector for some time, and then eventually return to an eligible employer, your previous qualifying payments would still count toward the forgiveness requirement of making 120 payments. The second forgiveness program that I mentioned only requires qualifying teachers to make payments for 5 years. So with the teacher program, you must complete 5 consecutive years of work, with some exceptions, such as needing to take medical leave or getting deployed into the military. While paying a loan for 5 years under the teacher program may sound better than 10 years for the public service program, In some cases, it may actually cost you more than the public service option. It actually depends on how much student loan debt you have, and I'll explain more about that, why that's the case, in just a moment. Know that you can apply for both the public service and teacher programs, but your payments can only go toward one program at a time. For example, let's say you make payments for 5 years and then you apply for forgiveness under the teacher program. You would have to make an additional 10 years of payments or 120 payments to get forgiveness under the public service program. So let's go back to Tamara's question. She mentioned being qualified for public service forgiveness and said that it would take 5 years. But the public service option actually requires paying for 10 years. So Tamara, I'm not sure if you're confused or maybe you just misspoke on the message. But if Tamara is a teacher at a nonprofit or a public school, she probably qualifies for the 5-year teacher forgiveness program, which we're going to cover more about in just a moment.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, I want to tell you about one of my favorite podcasts, Freakonomics Radio. Every week, host and best-selling author Stephen Dubner dives into the hidden side of business, economics, and so much more. He interviews CEOs, historians, and Nobel laureates to explore all kinds of topics, like why the best employees can make the worst bosses, and how whales went from being economic engines to environmental icons. If you're a curious person looking to better understand the world around you, you'll find everything you're looking for on Freakonomics Radio. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, we're on fact number 4, which is the amount of forgiven student loan debt varies by program. With the public service option, you can have any amount of student loan debt forgiven. For instance, if you've got $500,000 in student loans, and I know people who do, or even more than that, the program wipes them out after the 10-year payment requirement. So having an unlimited amount of student loans forgiven, is obviously fantastic because it gives students a huge incentive to go into fields that require expensive education but might not pay big salaries. And again, you've got to work for a government or a nonprofit employer that qualifies to get this loan forgiveness. Now let's talk about the second program, the teacher program. This one is very different. This program does come with a debt cap. It only forgives up to either $5,000 or up to $17,500 of student loans. So the amount of forgiveness that you can get under the teacher program depends on variables such as the subject you teach, your degree, and when you took out your loans. Highly qualified teachers, such as those in math, science, or special education, are the ones who are eligible for the highest amount of loan forgiveness at that upper amount of $17,500. So this means that teachers who have a lot of student loan debt may come out ahead by applying for the public service program instead of the teacher program. Remember, the public service has no threshold, no limit. Even though you got to make payments for 10 years instead of 5 years under the teacher program, using the public service option could end up costing you less over the long run. So, Tamara should definitely double check with her lender to review the benefits of each program and make sure that she's on a path to pay as little as possible. And the third program I mentioned only applies if you have a Perkins loan. Perkins loans are available to both undergraduates and graduate students, and they work a little differently because they're actually funded by schools using government funds, and they're usually reserved for the most needy students. And the Perkins Cancellation Program wipes out your student loans based on the years of service that you do, not on how many years you've paid your loan payments. A Perkins Cancellation Program eventually eliminates 100% of your debt if you complete 5 years of qualifying public service. And if you work for fewer years than five, you can have a portion of your debt canceled according to a schedule. So here's how it works. After 1 year of service, you get 15%, 2 years of service, another 15%, 3 years of service, 20%, 4 years, 20%. And then after that fifth year, you get that final 30% of your debt wiped out. So if you do all 5 years, that adds up to 100% of forgiven debt. In addition, AmeriCorps and Peace Corps volunteers qualify to have a maximum of 70% of their Perkins loans canceled after completing 4 years of service. Fact number five, student loan repayment options affect forgiveness programs. With the public service option, you must repay your loans under a qualifying repayment plan. And you want to typically use an income-driven plan. This is a good idea because it limits your monthly payments from about 10% up to 20% of your discretionary income. Tamara mentioned that that's what she's doing. She's set up on an income-driven plan, and that's great because that's going to allow her to pay as little as possible before applying for loan forgiveness. Just remember that the teacher program limits the amount of forgiven debt to either $5,000 or $17,500, depending on your situation. And I'm not sure which one would apply for Tamara because I'm, not sure what she does. But again, she needs to go back to her lender for more information on how much exactly would be forgiven and so which program is going to be right for her. Again, always be sure to compare the total amount that you would repay under different programs and then choose the path that's going to save you the most money. And again, if you're not sure, that's what your lender is for. The ones who service your loans are there to give you guidance. Fact number six, not all federal student loans qualify for forgiveness. Here are the types of loans that can be forgiven when your government or nonprofit work qualifies for the public service program. You can have federal direct subsidized loans forgiven. Those are probably the most popular. You can have federal direct unsubsidized loans forgiven. You can have federal family education loans or FFEL loans that are consolidated into a direct loan. You can also have Perkins loans forgiven that are consolidated into a direct loan. So note that once you consolidate your loans and you've got a direct loan, that's when the clock starts and you've got to make 120 new payments that the program requires. So if you currently work for the government, you're working, in a government agency or a nonprofit, I would find out if you are a candidate for forgiveness. And if you are, you should definitely consolidate your loans into a direct loan so that these will be eligible and you can begin counting your payments as quickly as possible toward those 120 payments that are required. Again, the clock is going to restart as soon as you get a direct loan. So again, if you've got a federal family education loan, talk to your lender about the benefits of consolidating into a direct loan so that you would have that benefit of forgiveness. For the teacher program, this is again available when you work at a nonprofit or a public school as a teacher. The following loans qualify for forgiveness: federal direct subsidized loans, federal direct unsubsidized loans, and federal family education loans without a consolidation. So under the teacher program, you can hang on to those federal family education loans and don't have to worry about turning them into a direct loan. But if you also qualify for the public service program and think that that option may end up saving you more, it would probably be a good idea to go ahead and consolidate into a direct loan. And lastly, the Perkins program requires you to have a Perkins loan and to work in certain fields for 5 years or to volunteer for 4 years before your debt is canceled. In addition to these programs, you may be eligible to have any type of federal student loan discharged or canceled in certain circumstances. These include if your school closes, if your school violates certain laws, or misleads you about the services that you get by taking out education loans. And federal loans can also be discharged if you die, if you took out a loan for someone who dies, or you become permanently disabled. And our last fact, number 7, income does not affect your eligibility for student loan forgiveness. With student loan forgiveness programs, there is no income limit or requirement to qualify. However, because your income does affect your payment amount when you use an income-based repayment plan, higher income means you'll have a smaller remaining loan balance to be forgiven, but that's okay. Another thing to note is that there really is not a formal enrollment into a forgiveness program. Once you make your final loan payments, then you submit a forgiveness application, and you still have to be working or volunteering for a qualifying employer. However, each year that you make qualifying loan payments or complete service, you can submit a certification to the Department of Education, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. It is a good way to stay on top of your progress toward qualifying for forgiveness, especially when you change jobs. And when you finally get to celebrate making your final student loan payment after 5 or 10 years, another reason to raise a glass to Uncle Sam is that you will not have to pay income tax on those forgiven amounts. Note that that is not a benefit for most other types of forgiven debt. So don't miss the opportunity to get your debt forgiven if you are a potential candidate. And Tamara, thank you so much for your message. If you have a money question or comment about the show, just call 302-364-0308 to leave your message. And let's talk about getting out of debt in general. Maybe you set a resolution to do that this year, which is amazing. But have you realized that we are almost halfway through the year? How is your goal going so far? If you're not on the path that you'd like to be, or you want a little motivation to get there, this is the time to do it. You want to make sure that the summertime, the halfway point, that you can make some real progress. So I'm offering a huge summer special discount of 85% off for podcast listeners who enroll in my online class called Get Out of Debt Fast, a proven plan to stay debt-free forever, if you do so before June 21st, which is the first day of summer. So again, this discount is only offered until June 21st. So don't wait. And the course covers how to manage every type of debt, including your student loans that may not be eligible for forgiveness. To get this special discount code, you can just text me, text the phrase summer money with no space to the number 33444, or you can use my contact page at lauradadams.com to email me. I hope you'll join hundreds of folks who have taken the class and are now getting out of debt, and they're on the road to living a richer life. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, please do me a really quick favor and rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. It's an easy way to give back to the show, and it also helps new listeners find us. You might also like the backlist episodes and show notes available at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life.